Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here with Sister Lynn.
Hallelujah.
And we want to wish everyone a happy 4th of July. Happy 4th of July. For many of you, you might have just gotten home from barbecuing all day, from out there by the beach. We just want to wish you a happy 4th of July and make sure that everyone's okay. And, you know, today is Independence Day. But before we do that, we want to give a shout-out. You know how we love to do our shout-outs.
Shout-out.
And so our first shout-out is going to go to our brothers up at the Wayava facility up there in Module 10 Cash Box Program last night. Now, look, my brothers, I told you that we were going to leave you in good hands. And we left you in the hands of an angel.
Yes.
And anytime I leave you with an angel, I don't worry. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Brother Angel Fred Alusis and Brother Bob Durrington were able to share some time with you. I'm going to give a big shout out to the 19 men that were able to attend last night. Here, the Rima Word of God that was shared.
Hallelujah.
You know, and I just want to thank Brother Angel and Brother Bob for their diligence and their commitment. And, you know, just the one that just warms our heart as leaders of the Free Inside Prison Ministry to know that we have volunteers.
Yes.
To know that not really volunteers, we have passionate servants compelled by the love of God in their hearts to preach the gospel and the good news to those that are incarcerated and lost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, but we're not able to get into the women's facility. It is July 4th. We apologize for that, our sisters out there, but we will be there next week. And guys, you got to remember, tomorrow is Friday out at Halava. That means Pastor Scott Sonoda is going to be in the house with his guitar, ready to sing some praise and worship with each and every one of you. If you're able to sign up, or if you are on the list out at Halava, make it a point to go to Pastor Scott's chapel service tomorrow and share the word of God with them. Amen?
Amen.
And Saturday, we're coming up to another big day at OCCC. And we hope our team is going to be there for all of those modules. Sister Lynn and myself will not be able to make it because we're going to be down at the Ohana Day Parade.
God's Ohana Day.
Now, if there's anyone out there listening, of course, if you're not incarcerated, but even if you are incarcerated, you might have family that might want to participate.
Yes, that's right.
In the parade, you can call 456-PRAY. 456-PRAY. That's Pastor Virginia's phone number. And you can make arrangements with her. But we're going to be down at Kapi'olani Park all day, just raising and praising the name of Jesus. After a wonderful parade, we've got floats and everything. We're going to be going down Kalakaua Avenue. In fact, I even heard Pastor Waxer Tipton's going to be in the parade, he himself. And he's going to be sharing the love of the Lord coming down Kalakaua. And I heard they got some great surf music that's going to be played. And we have some special guests from other parts of the island that are going to be with us. From west side, east side, north side, south side. You know what? It's all God's side. Come
Amen.
Saturday down at the Ohana Day Parade. So bring your keke, bring the auntie, the uncle, bring down the tutu. Come down to Kapi'olani Park. You know, it's not an ukulele festival, but it's a festival to lift the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
The body of Christ comes together. When there is unity in the house of the Lord, you know, Abba Father is smiling down on Waikiki. He's smiling
Amen.
Down on Hawaii saying, be the example to the world.
Amen.
When the body of Christ can put all of the differences aside, but come to worship him, to lift his name, to come together, one heart, one spirit, one accord, one church for one God, you know that it's streaming straight into heaven's gates.
Amen.
And Papa is smiling up there. But we do want to give a shout out to our brothers in FDC. Hope to see you this Sunday. We'll be coming straight from Straight Up Ministries. Shout out to Brother Shane and Brother Jay. Going to have the blessed opportunity to share the word of our Lord Sunday at 10 a.m. at 650 Kakoi Street in Mapunapuna for anyone who's lost and nothing else better to do.
Thank you, brothers.
Thank you for giving me that opportunity to bring the word of the Lord to those that will be there. You know, and we don't want to forget Of course, we have Halabalu. Did we forget any? Our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona. I want to give a shout-out to them. And, of course, Laumaka, Laumaka. I'm going to hear it all week if I don't mention them. So, Laumaka, aloha, and hello, and God bless you to you guys over there, too. You know, today is July 4th, Day of Independence. But I want to remind you once again, Free Inside Ministry is our prison ministry that has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated, and to preach the gospel to every person. We've got a lot of stuff to cover today, but I want to make another big shout out for any of you out there who are into current contemporary Christian music. We have a group coming to First Assembly of God Red Hill, not this Saturday, but next week Friday. Is the concert Friday? It's on the 12th.
On the 12th.
So the 12th, that would be Friday, I believe. So it's next week, Friday. But anyway, if you go to our website, if you have an idea and you want to go to this concert, it's going to be a great concert in our beautiful air-conditioned sanctuary. It's
beautiful
the big church
sanctuary.
Right next to Kaiser Hospital on Moanalua Road. And you can go online. The website, if you have a paper and pen ready, is www.firstaog.com. Once again, our website is www.firstaog.com. And that'll get you right up to the website. You can order your tickets online. It has more information. And just want to support Pastor Fred, Pastor Joshua Coe up there, bringing a great group to the islands. And if you're down, I think they're at the HIM conference. And
they'll
did a wonderful job.
The house.
They're going to rock the house. So if you want to bless your nephews, your nieces, your granddaughter, grandson, your daughter, your son, or if you like act young kid again and go jump around and make like, whoo, hallelujah, and then next day you get cramps, that's all right. Praise the Lord. We lay hands and heal you in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
But, you know, what wholesome fun to have. You know, it's not one of these rave parties, not one of these crazy parties that all the kids like go to nowadays. How about some great Christian music with brothers and sisters in Christ and even the non-believers to know that you can party on and rage on, but do it in the name of Jesus. Rock for Jesus. But, you know, today is a really historical day, if you look at it, for the in the history of the United States. Now, as I was driving around earlier, Ala Moana Park closed down, I think, probably about 10 a.m., and we just drove by about 2 or 3 hours ago, and they've literally got more tents there than I've ever seen. They expect almost 50,000 people at Ala Moana Park to celebrate a Day of Independence. And even in Waikiki, we have the Walter McFarlane Regatta, probably one of the few times the Hawaiians are able to take over Waikiki Beach. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know how that always happens, that we have to take over what we own, but that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother program. Imualana Kila, forward to victory. But that's when I used to work at the Moana Hotel, the Hawaiians would come down and set up their tents. It would look wonderful. You never see so many Hawaiians on Waikiki Beach at the same time, except for the McFarlane Regatta. But, you know, expect a lot of people in Waikiki for that big fireworks show that's going to be taking place later on tonight, I think about 8 or 8:30 p.m. And a shout out to Pastor Scott, Brother Robert, and the Coles, and
Hi,
Linda
Free
Lee,
Inside
their
Ministry.
Family, Free Inside Ministry. You guys are all down there at Hilton Hawaiian Village. God bless you guys. But
Barbecue.
I know the food's going to be awesome. And even Pastor Scott, I'd love to come down and eat, but I got to be honest, Pastor Scott, I can't handle crowds. If I was in the multitude, they would have thrown me out of the multitude. I wouldn't have been able to eat my fish and bread.
Yeah, Bula has to be independent.
Yeah, I'm independent. I have my own Independence Day by my independence of myself.
Amen.
But, you know, I just can't deal with crowds. I don't know. That's something that I'm working with the Lord on. But as long as there's a distance, like about 5 miles, I do fine with crowds.
We'll be together, Bula.
But it'll be fine. That's crowded enough for me. Hallelujah. But anyway, today is a wonderful day in history. Now, I know some of you are going to say, oh, Bula, I don't like one history lesson. But you know what, my brothers and my sisters, we got to know where we came from so we know where we're going.
That's
amen. Because
right.
We don't want history to repeat itself. And July 4th is a very pivotal day in the creation of the United States of America. Amen.
Amen.
Much blood has been shed over this country, not only the blood of Jesus, but also the blood of many of our warriors who have gone and fought for our privilege to say that we are free.
Come
amen.
On, Bula.
But you see, Independence Day, you know, a lot of times we talk, oh, 4th of July, and we think, oh, hot dogs, kalbi, barbecue, potato salad, mac salad, and fireworks. There's a lot more to it than that. I was able to get a copy. Well, it's pretty easy. You just go online. But I'll be reading an excerpt from the actual Declaration of Independence that was signed on July 4th, 1776. You see, at that point, the 13 colonies had declared in the Declaration of Independence They wanted to be independent of Britain's control over the 13 colonies in the United States. And it was signed and ratified by those representatives of those 13 colonies. But I just want you to listen to the language. Now, this isn't in the Jesus book. This is actually written in Old English. But it just gives you a thought. It gives you a feeling. It gives you a knowing, a calibration, you know, to get you familiar with where they were at that time. And sometimes I look at where we are today, and we're not far from reverting back to where they were. But that's we want to celebrate today with all of the citizens of the world today. But I just wanted to read this, and Lynn's going to read some excerpts, and we're not going to read the whole thing, but what I would like to read, please take it to heart. In Congress, July 4, 1776, this is the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world, that rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states. Furthermore, and for the support of this declaration, with the firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm sure many of you have never heard the Declaration of Independence, but it gives you the groundwork of the foundation of how this country was formed and how that the government was formed by those that are governed. It was formed by ourselves. And when the government is out of control, we, the people, need to take control of the government. It's not a separate entity. We, the people, for the people, by the people. We are the government. So when government goes out of chaos, goes into craziness, at that point, we need to take the government over. But you see, that's a perfect segue. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Dr. Miles Monroe. He has a great book out there. It's called Rediscovering the Kingdom. And, you know, this is a wonderful discussion on how we have to change our mindset. And you see, a lot of times when I'm preaching in the prisons and I'm able to share the word, I'm able to talk about the kingdom, the heavenly kingdom that we talk about. And you see, what I explain is that once you become a believer, you enter into the kingdom of God. See, at that point, you change countries. We surrender our citizenship in this world to become a naturalized citizen of the kingdom of heaven. So now we are in the world, but not of this world. You see, we enter the kingdom through Christ, and he is the doorway. You see, the kingdom then that we understand that it is actually is one of abundant supply. We need to exchange sometimes how we have a poverty mindset for a provision mindset. As long as we tend to our Father's business, God will provide everything we need. No matter what our situation, we can focus on the kingdom, claim our kingdom rights, and say with confidence, my God will supply.
Amen.
You see, it takes you out of that mindset of you never having enough to having a mindset of you live in abundance.
That's right.
Amen. God's going to give you everything you need, but not everything you want. Because if he gave you everything you wanted, then that would be gluttony. But
that's
if
right.
He gives you what you need, you're going to have enough to get through every day. But sometimes we like to live in the laps of luxury. But sometimes that's not how it's going to be. The Lord is going to give us what we need. But, you know, a lot of times when we're out sharing the word of God, I think everyone in their innermost soul, They want to know that their lives have a meaning, a purpose, and a hope, that they're not just a piece of jello going down the river. Amen? You see, a lot of times the churches today are preaching a message that is challenging or sometimes misunderstood. You see, the word gospel, we're preaching the gospel. It's in the book of Matthew. They refer to the good news of the kingdom and the gospel of the kingdom. Mark speaks of the gospel of God, which Luke uses the phrase, the good news of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
But, you know, it's referring to the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of the good news of the kingdom of God. It's a lot of intertwining of the same things. So you want to know exactly what they're referring to. Although these biblical phrases, they mean slightly different, they have the same meaning. Amen?
Amen.
See, this is how you're going to learn a little. I'm going to give a little history about the word gospel. The word gospel in itself means good news. The Greek word for gospel is evangelion, which means it derives the word we get evangelism and evangelist, which means good news or good report. So evangelism is the process of communicating good news, and then evangelist is the instrument for communicating that good news. So by this definition, any good news is gospel. And if I inform you that you had inherited $10 million, that would be gospel good news to you. See how that's starting to get a little confusing? So the scripture shares the word that gospel is not the message itself, but rather a description of the message. Amen?
Amen.
See, the Lord, he told us to preach the gospel of the kingdom. He even set the example for us by making this the focus of his own message. Remember, Jesus began his public ministry in Matthew 4:17. His first recorded words were, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
Yes.
With those words, Jesus set the standard and the model for us to follow. He proclaimed that the good news, that the kingdom of God had come to earth once again. Hallelujah. That was his gospel. It was not news about a religion. It was not news about a denomination. We weren't called to make people feel good with a message that creates them a warm and fuzzy feeling inside. No, Jesus' message was the good news that God's kingdom had come to earth for anyone who'd come to be reunited in spirit and fellowship with him and be restored to their full position.
Amen.
And right as the children of God and citizens of his kingdom. The good news of the kingdom is we can regain what Adam lost with Adam and Eve. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom of God. That is the only gospel he preached. He didn't preach about anything else but the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, that's where we miss the boat sometimes. We're so concerned when we're in the pulpit or we're sharing the word that sometimes we don't want to offend people. Sometimes we don't want people to feel bad. But you know what? From the pulpit, you've got to have conviction.
Come on.
Anybody can confess, but until you repent, your life is not going to change. If everybody's walking out of church worried about getting one shave ice and one latte, that's not doing any difference in their life. When they come in, bring them in. But when they leave, they've got to be a different person. Or it hasn't hit home yet. We've got to hit them where it hurts. We've got to get them right to the altar on their knees. Because, yes, you know, when the Lord drops you to your knees, that's a perfect time to pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, we're not going to do it on our own strength. We talk about independence of the United States. I'm talking about independence from sin. You can be living as a free citizen in this world, but you can still be of this world. Hallelujah. Give me an amen, somebody.
Amen.
You want to be independent of the bondage of sin,
right,
no matter where you live.
Freedom.
You could live in Egypt where they're having political unrest right now. You could be in a third world country, but if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you are not really independent of nothing.
Amen.
You are still of this world. We want you to get you out of this world. You can be in this world, but not to be of this world. You see, one of the reasons is the church has lost its power because it's worried about offending people. The church wasn't made to offend people. The church is made to convict people. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The message of Jesus Christ is the gospel of good news. We can have what Adam lost by reuniting ourselves with Jesus.
Freedom.
As he died on the cross. That's the freedom. You know, when we talk about freedom, there's a lot of verses in the Bible that come
Hallelujah.
To play. And you know, the best one is, "For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom."
Amen.
What has to be there for freedom? The Spirit of the Lord. In the Jesus book, it says, inside the Bible, when Moses went and talked about the boss, he means God's Spirit, same thing. When we get the Spirit from the boss up there, we can talk to any God anytime we like. You see, that's one of the good things. In fact,
that's
in John 8:36.
Yes, amen. It says here, Jesus said, "If you hold on to my teaching, you are really my disciple. Then you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free."
They
answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Bulla, give it to him in the Pigeon Bible.
In John 8:36. So, I God's boy, and if I hammered a shame for the bad kind stuff you guys been do and let you guys go, then you guys don't need be slave guys forever. For sure you guys don't need do the bad kind stuff. You see, just last night we were talking about we know what to do, but we don't do what we know.
Yes.
It's the battle against sin. It's the war against sin. It's a war every day to defeat sin.
Yes.
And let me be very transparent, my brethren, my brothers and sisters. I fail every day. I fail miserably.
That's right.
But you know what? I know where the cross is. I know where my Lord and Savior is. I know where to go to ask for forgiveness. I know where to go to ask for mercy. And I get up.
Yes.
You know why I get up? Because Jesus got up.
That's
Jesus got up when he didn't have to get up.
That's right.
Jesus got up when he was scourged, when he was beaten to a pulp, where his own mother couldn't recognize his face. That's how bad he was beat. He had a crown of thorns in his head.
Blood
he had people kicking dirt at him. He had people throwing rocks at him. And he had a 150-pound cross on his back that he was carrying to the mountain to get. He had to knew what his destiny was to get crucified. He knew he had to fulfill his destiny so that we could be alive today.
Thank you, Jesus.
If it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, we wouldn't even be here today.
That's right.
But you see, that's what got him up. It was the passion. He knew who he was, and he knew what he had to do. So many of us out there, we're playing the game. We're crossing the fence. Mm-hmm. We're straddling the fence. Well, you know, for a small kid time, even all you guys out there, you know, if you straddle the fence, somebody gonna get hurt. You're gonna lose something. That's right. That's where you get the word Allah's from. Allah's came from Allah's. But anyway, if you straddle the fence, you're gonna get hurt. It's like, what's the easiest way to make it explain it so you guys can all understand? Okay, all of you unbelievers, non-believers, and the believers, when you watch the World Series of Poker, the guy holding two aces in his hand, what does he do? He doesn't say half in, he doesn't say quarter in, he doesn't say $20. He says, I'm all in. Oh, my goodness. If we can do that for the World Series of Poker, my goodness, why can't we do that for the Kingdom
Jesus.
Of Heaven?
Jesus.
I mean, we got the winning hand. If you knew you had the winning
hand,
as soon as you sat down on the table, I don't care if you had $5 or
$5 million,
you're going to say all in because you know you got the game in the bag.
All in.
Brothers and my sisters, we got this. We got this. We got the victory by the blood
of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I read the end of the book. We win.
We win
every time. We don't
every
even lose.
Time.
We win. Now, strike my words, because we're going to go through trials and tribulations.
Yes.
We're going to go through battles. We're going to get battered just like Jesus got beat up. We're going to get pounded just like Jesus got pounded.
Right.
But you know what? We still win.
Amen.
Amen. That is a guarantee. There is no other guarantee in life except you're going to win by the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You know, a lot of people say, you know, the two guarantees in life are death and taxes. Hallelujah. I love that. We're going to pay Caesar what we got to pay him, and we're going to die. But you know what? We live for eternity because of the salvation we have through the blood of Jesus on the cross.
Amen.
See, on this Independence Day, my brothers and sisters, what you have to realize, we're going to barbecue. Yeah, we're going to do that. But you got to sit down in the quiet of the night and say, I may be a free citizen of the United States, but am I free in the kingdom of God?
That's right.
Do you even know what that means?
Yes.
Do you even know the name of Jesus? Do you even know what being a citizen of the kingdom entitles you to?
Oh,
the inheritance of your heavenly father. If you think your father down here get bucks because he get two houses, God can blow you away. The God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills times 10.
Father.
He has everything at his resource.
Everything.
God don't need our money. You know, I'm going to just trip out a little bit on tithing and offering for you guys thinking about it. A lot of you guys say, what I got to give God money for if he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills?
He don't need
Let me
it.
Put it this way. It's like somebody lending you $10 on Monday.
Yeah.
And Sunday come around and brother say, you know what? I love you so much, boo. I know you owe me $10. Just pay me back $1. I'll call them even.
That's right.
And we're over there going, can I give you 50 cents? How about 40 cents and I finance the rest? Or can I give you my bicycle or what? Or can I give you my playing cards? Or, you know, you want to barter. That's the deal of the century. Somebody lend you $1,000 and they want 100 back. Somebody lends you $100. They only ask you for $10. Somebody lends you $1 and they only want 10 cents. And you try and negotiate out of the grace of that person. See, God don't need your money. He just wants you to have an investment
Forgive
into
us,
the
Lord.
Kingdom. We fall so short of that.
Yes.
You see, how can we expect the best from God when we give him our leftovers?
Mm.
How can we expect the best from God? Why should he answer us every time we call if the only time we call him we stay in trouble?
That's right.
If the only time you pray is when you're in trouble, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
You're in trouble. Because it's going to get like that same old song. You're only going to talk to me when you need something. Just like when you're raising kids. Well, the only time you're going to open your mouth when you need money.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm talking true right now. I'm being transparent.
That's right.
The only time you're going to call me up is when you need something. Hello, let's get real here. It's a two-way street.
That's right.
You know, but we got to praise him in the storm. We got to know where our blessings come from. But a lot of us, we give up right when we're close to that breakthrough. You've given it everything, but we've got to press in. We've got to press on. We've got to finish strong. Because, you know, when you see those sprinters, you know, I love doing this analogy. You know, when you see those world-class sprinters. Now, okay, guys, that's not going to be me, okay? Unless the sprint is between me and the buffet table, it ain't going to happen. And even then, I'm not going to come first because... I'm sorry, Pastor Barry, no one comes quicker than me when it comes to food. The boy's like lightning. Pastor Barry, that's real. Okay. And I'm expecting to see that when I go to Maui with my brothers. But, you know, it's like when you see these Olympic sprinters, when you see them get down into the blocks, when they get down, when they put their fingers on the ground, when they're focused, they're not looking at the ground when they're running.
That's right.
They're looking at the finish line. They're not looking at the girl in the sweater on the third row. They're not looking at the guy throwing the pom-poms on the right. They're not looking at the rich guy in the business suit. They're not looking at the starter guy. They're focusing on the finish line. That's all that matters to them is the finish line. Because between them and the finish line is only time and space. That's all. And they're trying to get there as fast as they can. Sometimes instead of us focusing on the finish line, we're focusing on the Opala around us. And we don't finish the race because there's so much Opala holding us back. When you see those sprinters run, they are finely tuned human specimens. They are at the peak of physical athleticism. That's why guys can pull a hamstring just getting out of the car. They wound so tight, like on rubber band, the thing go boing and she snapped. You know, every time I pull a hamstring is when I'm pulling myself, you know, out of bed and I get hurt. There's a whole different story to that. But it's about how we apply ourselves. We have to focus on that finish line. Yes. We have to look at what's ahead of us. We have to believe not in the seen, but in the unseen. That's what faith is. You see, the word faith is broken down into this. Forsake all, I take him. That's how you know you have faith, because you're going to forsake all, I take him, which is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
You know, but on this day, on this July 4th, 2013, you're listening, before you close your eyes tonight, pray to Abba Father. Thank him for this wonderful day, but thank him not only for the independence and the freedom of our country, the United States of America, the best country in the world, the most powerful country in the world, the country that is blessed by God himself, that was founded on biblical principles. But thank him for the freedom to be free from sin, that he's offered us the freedom to be free of all the bondage that holds us.
Yes.
And I just want to close in prayer right now, if we could. Heavenly Father, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, I thank you for today. I thank you for this opportunity to share the word. I thank you for the opportunity to share our heart with those that are behind the walls and those that are free on the outside of the walls, but may be locked up inside. You know, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. We always say that. Give yourselves to Jesus. You know, he's just waiting for you to call upon his name. And I guarantee you, the freedom that you feel will be unbelievable. Mm. He will free you from the bondage of the years of sin,
freedom,
unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, resentment that resides in your heart. It doesn't happen over day, but it's a process. You get better, closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ through prayer and going through his word.
Thank you, Jesus.
We pray for protection and provision for all of our brethren that are out there. Father God, bless the staff that's working tonight.
Yes.
May they have a quiet shift tonight. We just thank everybody for tuning in tonight that was able to tune in. We just ask you to bless their families. We ask you to heal with a healing touch from the top of their head to the tips of their toes.
Yes.
To anyone within earshot
inside
of this.
And out.
We'll see you guys tomorrow night. God bless you. Get some rest. Say a prayer to God tonight. He'd love to hear from you.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.